There was always three of us, Mulvaney used to say, and by the grace of God, so long as our service lasts, three of us, they'll always be. 'Tis better so. They desired no companionship beyond their own, and it was evil for any man of the regiment who attempted dispute with them. Physical argument was out of the question as regarded Mulvaney and Learoyd, and assault on Ortheris meant a combined attack from these twain, a business which no five men were anxious to have on their hands. Therefore they flourished, sharing their drinks, their tobacco, and their money, good luck and evil, battle and the chances of death, life and the chances of happiness from Calicut in southern to Peshawar in northern India. Through no merit of my own, it was my good fortune to be in a measure admitted to their friendship, frankly by Mulvaney from the beginning, sullenly and with reluctance by Learoyd and suspiciously by Ortheris, who held it that no man not in the army could fraternise with a redcoat. "Like to like," said he, "I'm a blooming soldier, he's a blooming civilian, tain't natural, that's all." But that was not all. They thawed progressively, and in the thawing told me more of their lives and adventures than I'm ever likely to write. Omitting all else, this tale begins with the lamentable thirst that was at the beginning of first causes. Never was such a thirst. Mulvaney told me so. They kicked.